There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're covering the news here at the Power Hour, and an interesting story. If you are paying off or not paying off your student loans, you may lose your driver's license. Can you believe that? Or if you're an RN, you may lose your license. Or if you are a doctor, you may lose your license. Well, a lot of people have stopped paying their student loans. Why? There are no jobs.
Right.
And, of course, they were told, oh, yeah, get your education, and guess what? You will do fine. Well, there's no jobs. So people have stopped paying their student loans. And if you have not made any payments in 270 days, you may be in trouble. Iowa legislators introduced a similar bill in February, but it stalled in the Senate this month because of a procedural obstacle. There are 22 states that will now cause your life to be miserable in those ways that I just said if you have not paid your student loans. So you might want to consider what your action is going to be. If you have a license of any kind, it may be threatened in 22 states. Missouri is not one of those, by the way. But there, Alaska is. Texas is. So they're going to start implementing this. So just get ready. Earthquake strikes in America's heartland. I had a bunch of stuff knocked over here that I couldn't figure out how it got knocked over because
really?
We didn't have the wind for it. I don't know if something made me think the other night, whoa, could that be a quake? You know how you do that and then you go, oh, nothing. No damage was reported from Wednesday's quake, which was centered around Steele, Missouri. But news reports indicated it was as far away as Carbondale, Illinois, which is 100 miles away. A quake was felt in Memphis and Jackson, Tennessee. Monsanto donates money to save the same butterflies they are killing.
Gosh.
You create the problem and you create the solution, ladies and gentlemen. Scientists have been receiving bizarre signals from space. They have no idea what they are.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. What's interesting about it to me is that they are coming at a mathematical rate. All right, so there's an equal distance between each one, and the number, I believe it's 187.5 is like the distance between or whatever. But, yeah, they're pretty powerful. They say they're as much energy as the sun puts off in, I believe, a month.
Whoa.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. So what is that all about?
I don't know.
No, don't know. But I bet you somebody knows, but it's one of those... What is it? We don't know. It's so bizarre. Mystery signals. Mystery signals. They like that. Using oxygen absorbers for food storage. Now, I thought this was kind of clever. A lot of people want to know what oxygen absorbers are for. Well, there's a whole article there that will tell you about oxygen absorbers, and I think that's just kind of cute. They're a mystery to many. You know what? I spend no time whatsoever worrying about oxygen absorbers.
I would say the definition is in the name.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, so, but you can read about it.
Mystery solved.
Yeah, yeah. But if you are still pondering that issue, check it out. Also, olive oil. If you are buying this olive oil, you may be scammed. There have been a lot of lawsuits filed now. You've probably seen them at the grocery store. It's ubiquitous clear bottles of so-called olive oil that contain a strange yellowish substance branded as extra virgin. Well, those are called, there's been some class action suits that have been filed against Bertolli. That's a big name, ladies and gentlemen, in olive oil. Against Bertolli and what is the other one there? Carapelli. Carapelli. Those are the two big name brands in olive oil. But it's not really olive oil. Anyway, makers of Bertolli and Carapelli are being accused of deceiving the customers about the quality of the olive oil, which clearly doesn't resemble the rich green-tinted oil that comes naturally from fresh olives. So there you go. Also, in this email blast, how to make your own vitamin C.
Right, and I would say get your olive oil from the Power Hour. The Bragg's is some of the best I've ever tasted.
It is. The
best.
It's
not that expensive.
Olive oil at the Power Mall. 877-817-9829, and learn about how to make your own vitamin C. It's so easy, and it is pure. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with John Lear.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. But as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. I made a mistake. And man, do Josh and Scott love to let me know about it, too. They were... No, they caught it, and I apologize. We are not having John Lear until the bottom of the hour, so just to let you all know. There is a way that you can make your own vitamin C. And the article is in your email blast. If you have not signed up for the email blast, look at all the stuff you're missing. Everything we talked about today is in the email blast, thanks to Catherine and Cynthia. They do such a phenomenal job. All that information is there for you to take advantage of. And now, how to get your own vitamin C. Because remember, you have to get vitamin C from an outside source. It's not stored in the body at all. And so now, if you make your own, buku cheaper.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome.
Oh, it's amazing. Why did we not think of this before? Why did we not know this? Homemade vitamin C has live enzymes. Now, of course, when you dehydrate this, you need to dehydrate it, the orange peelings, lemon peelings, whatever. Dehydrate it at 100 degrees, no warmer than that. And it's got all the flavonoids, all different types of flavonoids, the antioxidant properties. It's got naringin, a powerful antioxidant. It's got hesperidin, another flavonoid found in the white inner layers of oranges, lemons, limes, and grapefruits. You can put all this together and use it as your own vitamin C.
That is awesome.
Much better. I don't know why anybody would want to buy it after that. I mean, unless you can't make your own. Here's what you do. And if you are not online and you want this information, poor Rosie. I got another job for her. She can, if you buy something, we'll send this to you so that we don't have to send it by itself. You know, stamps are 48 cents or something like that
49,
now.
49, yeah.
49?
Or they could just write it down as you tell them.
Well, that's true. That's true. Okay. Here's how you do it. Get organic citrus fruits, first of all. Save all your citrus peels. Spread them onto the dehydrator trays. Allow the peels to dehydrate 100 degrees for 24 hours or until they're dry and crispy. Grind the peels in a blender of your choice and make them as coarse as you want. Store it in an airtight container. Put it in a cool location. And then you can either put it on your salads or desserts or juices or smoothies or take it by the spoonful.
It's awesome.
Yes.
I mean, think of all the orange peels you're throwing away.
I know.
Yeah.
And no chemicals. But you do need to cut up your orange peels really small, you know, like they show here in the directions here. Cut them up really small and then dehydrate them and then put them in a blender. And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. And then store them. That is just too cool. Just too cool. I wanted to bring you up to date a little bit on what I am doing for my situation, and I'm going to do it now since we're going to have Rick Kaler at 9:30. I wanted to tell you that I am feeling great. I am feeling really amazing. I am just doing so well, have use of my hands and my feet, and feel just great. Love doing the show. It gets me all fired up and gives me cause for caring since we always find these few problems that haven't been solved yet in this country, and we got to do it. And I am now doing, I want to tell you the therapies that I'm doing. I did, as you all know, Life One, and of course that was a horrible situation. That was with Ty Bollinger. I did Protocell. That was a bad situation. Did not work. And of course, I'm wanting to let you all know what doesn't work as well as what works. Now, that's just for me. That's not for everybody else. Protocell works for other people. I've never heard of anyone that Life One worked for, but Protocell works for other people. I am now doing IV ozone therapy two to three times a week, and I am doing cesium therapy. Cesium is a liquid that you drink. It's highly effective because cesium, which is just a liquid, you take a tablespoon of it in a little bit of water and you drink it, but you have to regulate your potassium level along with it because cesium goes into the cell and drives the potassium out of the cell of the cancer cell. Cesium does not go into a cell unless it has cancer. So it's only absorbed by cancer cells. So the goal, of course, is killing the cancer cell with cesium. But you do have to take potassium and regulate that. So if you want to learn about it, there's places on the internet you can learn about it. But I don't recommend it or not recommend it. I just say that's what I'm doing. That's the choice that I have made. But you do have to have a potassium level or electrolyte levels drawn every so often. So those are the two things I'm doing. I'm also doing a near-infrared sauna, which I haven't shown you my near-infrared, have I? I want to show that to you later. But a far-infrared sauna is one thing. A near-infrared sauna is different. It's about four or five bulbs that are very, very hot, and you get closer to your body. The far-infrared sauna is one you sit in, and your whole body gets warm. But for people with cancer, they need to have a very deep accumulation of heat into the body to affect the cancer cells or the tumors. So the near-infrared sauna goes, supposedly, this is of course what the information says on the packet it comes with, it goes into the body 9 inches.
Wow.
And as opposed to 1.5 inches. So it's more for a cancer patient, I would say. Now we're going to be having a program on near-infrared sauna in the future. and some people talk about it. Dr. Lawrence Wilson was on the program in the past, and we have him talk about that, as well as hair analysis. We need to do a show on hair analysis. It is very complex. It's more complex than I realized. I had it done. I had my results shown to me and what I need to do as a result of those results. So, and no, Dr. Dan Junker did not do it. I had it done locally here. So we're going to do a program on hair analysis and one on near infrared saunas. There's only two places in the country that you can get a near infrared sauna. One is in Pennsylvania and the other one is in Columbia, Missouri.
Really?
Isn't that amazing?
That is.
Yeah, because when I went to search to buy one, I was looking and, oh my gosh, Columbia, Missouri. They make the best one, I think. That's where I got mine. And I believe it's really well made. I want to see what you think about it, but it's really well made. And I love using it. Far infrared, for those of you who have a far infrared, you know, it's fun and it's nice, and I mean, I don't know if you could use fun for sweating at 140 yeah. degrees, but
I love taking saunas.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
You've been in that one, haven't you? Yeah. But the near infrared is, I don't know, it makes you feel different for some reason, and I really enjoy it. I really enjoy it. And you're supposed to spend your time meditating in there. Of course, you're on a stool, and you have to turn. You know, like you're basting yourself.
Rotisserie,
yeah. yeah. You have to turn yourself periodically because the lights are only on one side. And Lawrence Wilson, in his book called Saunas, which we're going to carry at the Power Hour, tells you how to make your own also. So if you'd just like to make your own, you can do that. And I think that's always neat when people do that. So that's what I'm doing now. I'm doing the near-infrared sauna, ozone. I have not determined a diet yet. After all the things that I've been through and all the people I have talked to, I hear so many different things. I hear you have to have some beef, you have to have some poultry, don't ever touch beef, don't ever touch poultry, you can have eggs, but you can't have eggs. I mean, that's the stuff that I hear all the time. And I don't know at this point. And so I have got to make a decision because I went through a long time of vegan. Then I forced myself to go back and eat meat, which I didn't like at the time. And then you get to liking it, and now you don't want to give it up. So
you know what I would do if I were you?
What?
Eat what I wanted to.
Really?
Yeah.
You think
Sorry,
so?
I would, yeah.
You really would?
Within, I mean, what I want to eat is not necessarily unhealthy, you know?
Yeah.
What my body wants is not necessarily, so I would eat what I wanted to.
So if you wanted a corned beef cabbage sandwich, you would go have it?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting, because there are a lot of people that think that. And by the way, I do have an oncologist. I did get an oncologist just to find out what their side of the story is. And I do go up there periodically. Let me tell you, in the oncologist's office, there is candy everywhere.
Oh, I'm sure.
Absolutely everywhere. And I ask her, candy, I mean,
job security.
Yeah, well, I didn't, you know. But candy, I mean, glucose is what feeds cancer cells. Here's her response to me. Everything becomes glucose that you eat. And it is absorbed as if it is glucose.
Wow.
I said, really? So that means I can go have a hot fudge sundae then. Or one of those Snicker blizzard things. Yeah. Because that was always my weakness when I was eating all that junk. Snicker blizzard. But you mean, and she said, we want to put weight on these people, most of them here, that are getting chemo. And so they have candy everywhere. And then when you go in for your chemo, and they have like these stations set up, there's about 15 recliners set up. And everybody gets to their own recliner, and they, you know, start their chemo. And they sit there for an hour and a half and do their chemo and eat candy or cookies.
Wow.
Or they have more junk food. They have Cheetos, they have Doritos, they have all that kind of stuff there. Everything there, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not just the sugar that's bad for you. It's all the GMO products and everything.
I guess, but they have all that stuff there. And, I mean, they provide it free. You don't have to buy it or anything. And there's all the sugary drinks you could possibly want there, too. So I just find that strange. I know Noelle, when she went with me, she was like abhorrent over that.
Oh, I'm sure.
She was just sick. She said, I don't understand that. You need to take them some just like sugar. I said, Noelle, you don't understand. They believe it's okay. And all these patients want it, too. And then when they say, well, we're leaving here and going to McDonald's afterwards.
Are there fruit baskets or anything like
that? No.
Really?
No fruit.
No alternative to the junk.
No.
Wow.
We'll be back after this 4-minute break. So I'm feeling great, doing great. Thank you for all your prayers, your thoughts, your concerns. I want to find out what works for all of us, ladies and gentlemen. That is my goal. We'll be right back. 4-minute break.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Reach out your hand. If you're getting up, then take a stand. Say you gotta fight, fight, fight for your mind. You have to fight for your mind.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
You've got.
And aiding and abetting your mind here, that's the Power Hour. We want you to be able to fight off all this programming. By the way, Dow futures are down 165. I don't know if the market's going to be open. Today is Good Friday. Is the market open today? Josh, do you know?
Is the market open today?
Yeah.
I would think so.
On Good Friday?
Oh.
I don't know.
I would think it
Easter
is.
Easter is Sunday.
Yeah.
Rabbit Day. Rabbit and Egg Day.
Yeah.
I wonder. I just wonder. Somebody sent me a really good article on what Easter is really all about. Ooh, it makes you kind of ill when you realize what
really?
All the pagan
it's not
things.
Chocolate bunnies?
Yeah.
I mean, chocolate eggs?
Yeah.
It's the story of
and
Jesus.
Rabbits. Yeah. It's pretty pagan. It really is. It's pretty pagan. Anyway, but, you know, children love to color eggs. And so the parents that understand that it's a pagan holiday don't want their children to color eggs and do all that kind of stuff. Well, you know what I think you should do? Get the coloring and then do it in May.
Yeah.
Or June.
Why not do it every so often?
Or for their birthdays.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just buy a bunch of it, save it through the year, and then they can have fun doing eggs. And they don't have to put it at the Easter rabbit time thing.
My kids eat too many eggs. I can't waste them on coloring. And well, you know what? I get green eggs anyway, so they're
yeah,
already colored.
Yeah, that's true. You already have colored eggs. But, you know, I mean, we all know that eggs come from rabbits, so that's a natural reason why they do that. Anyway, I hope that you at least let your children have those kind of fun times and do those things and not think, oh, it's pagan, we can't do it. And we'll do it another time then. Anyway, I want to say also regarding my last 6 months, which has been a trip, I have to tell you, since November, when I really, really started this little trek here of trying to find out what works for cancer treatment in the natural realm, I owe so much to Josh, to you, to Noel, to everybody out in the Power Mall that kept me going, because there were days when I wasn't even hardly with it at all. I mean, there were days that they keep it going out there.
Right.
People like JJ, oh my gosh. I mean, like, he needs my help. I wouldn't know what to tell JJ to do. You know, I go out there and try.
You don't have to, Joyce.
No, but I go out and try and, well, you know, make him think
I'm
I know.
Sure,
him.
He loves that, too.
Yeah, right, JJ, don't you? JJ and Sherry love me to tell them how to pack out there. And to Rosie, my gosh, she ran the whole thing. And Jay and Sherry and everybody out there, they just kept it going. And I have so much to be grateful for them, because they made such wonderful decisions and kept it all fired up and going. And Catherine really did it, you know, and Cynthia. But
when all the guest hosts and
yeah,
I mean,
arranging all
so
those guest hosts.
Think.
Yeah. And there's so many people that did so much to keep us going. And I thank them for that. And I hope we keep going. But I don't know where I am. I don't know how I'm doing right now. I don't know, because I don't have any more bone scans to look at to see. But I'm just trusting and believing. And see, I'm not in charge of the outcome anyway. I'm only in charge of doing the next right and honorable thing. And somehow I don't think that is a corned beef Reuben sandwich, but I don't know. I like that idea, Josh.
Like I said, if I was in your position, I would eat
really?
If I wanted to. Yeah.
Really? And why would you do that?
Because, I don't know, just because I would.
Because you don't know how much longer you've
exactly,
got and
yeah.
just enjoy it?
Enjoy life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, that's how I feel.
But I tell you, I enjoy pineapple so much. I enjoy fruit
that's,
so much.
And I said that too. It's, you know,
and greens.
The food that I crave and want is not necessarily mm-hmm. bad for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so why, if someone's telling me it's bad for me, whatever it is, why deprive myself of something that my body wants? You know, I have a tendency to eat what I crave. And so I'm not going to take advice from some outside source. I mean, I've done a lot of research on food. I know what's best for me. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and because I've eaten healthy for so long, that's what my body craves. And if it's a roast beef sandwich,
mm-hmm.
I know where my beef comes from. I'm not going to fret about it.
Yeah, but see, there's quality levels in everything.
Absolutely.
And that's the difference between you don't go to the grocery store and buy your beef.
Well, who can?
Yeah,
it's
that's
so
the
expensive
difference.
Nowadays.
Yeah, and that's the difference. And by the way, go to eatwild.com. Find a local person in your area that you can buy beef from. Please do that. It's packaged great, isn't it, Josh? It's packaged well. It's cut well.
Oh, you're talking about the beef from the Mennonite people?
Well, I'm talking about beef from when you buy it from a local farmer.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
They're really done very well. Mm. And I want to encourage you to do that. Please, please, please get healthy beef if you're going to be eating it. Get healthy chicken. So anyway, that's where I am. That's where we are. John Lear will be joining us in this next 3 minutes, I promise you. And I thank you all for listening, and let's find out more about German wings in this next hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley and
Josh.
My buddy Josh. We'll be right back.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. That is a good song for this next segment. We're going to be talking to John Lear, a former captain for several major different airlines, flown over 160 different types of aircraft. I didn't know there were 160 different types of aircraft in over 50 different countries. He has 17 world speed records in the Learjet and is the only pilot ever to hold every airman certificate issued by the FAA. He has flown missions worldwide for the CIA, other government agencies, and he is a former Nevada State Senator candidate. He's the son of William P. Lear, designer of the Lear Jet, and of course I come from the Wichita area, so boy do I know that name. But his father was responsible for designing the Learjet executive airplane, the 8-track stereo, and founder of Lear Incorporated. John, his son, has become interested in the study of UFOs after talking with United States Air Force personnel who had witnessed a UFO landing at Bentwaters Air Force Base near London, England. John Lear, thank you so much for joining us in the Power Hour today.
My pleasure, Joyce.
Wow, you've done a lot. And so, therefore, you are the kind of person we look to find out what is the story with German wings, because it's not making any sense to me. I don't know about the rest of my listeners, but it's not making any sense to me.
Doesn't make any sense to me either. There have been a number of suicides in airplanes that our government has covered up. For instance, in Colorado City, here several years ago in United Airlines flew into it. Hold on, I have this page here. Was United Airlines 585, Boeing 737, Colorado Springs. Now, what the deal here was, and this has been about 10 years ago, the pilot and co-pilot on this United Airlines flight happened to be boyfriend and girlfriend, and the guy had, or the girl had discovered the guy going out with another girl the night before. So on this flight down to Colorado Springs from Denver, it was only about a 20-minute flight, they argued all the way down, and she told him that she intended to drop him. So just as they're approaching on Colorado Springs, about 3 miles out, he said, told her, if I can't have you, then nobody's going to have you. And he rolled the 737
wow.
into a half roll and just pulled it diving into the ground. And she tried so hard to counteract his control wheel force that she actually turned the wheel 35 or 40 degrees against all possible restraints there. It was just amazing the force she tried to exert, but she was not successful, and everybody on board was killed. But the government went to all kinds of effort to cover that up as a suicide until the U.S. Air Flight 427 going into Pittsburgh, another Boeing 737, another pilot suicide where the captain, just for no reason at all, on short final, just half rolled it to the left and dove it into the ground. So now the FAA was forced with trying to explain away these kind of crashes, and what they did was blame it on the yaw damper, which was not true. Now, the yaw damper is a electronic gadget in the 730 and in all our jet airplanes, which counteract the waving motion of the tail, which goes back and forth as jets naturally do, and the yaw damper damps or attempts to stop this motion, and so the yaw damper was blamed as going out of control and applying a full force that the pilots couldn't counteract, and just flew it into the ground. Of course, having been a pilot for many years, and my father having built yaw dampers for various jet airplanes, I know exactly how they're built and what they're for and how they work. And it's not possible that a yaw damper could to make you crash. It's just impossible. First of all, they have an overriding force of 80 pounds. Which you have to do is supply that force, and you can counteract the odd amper, and 80 pounds with your foot is very easy to do. So,
but let me ask you this with respect to the German Wings flight, though, and where we are in that investigation, which it seems like 2 days later they had it all figured out. You know, the guy drove it into the ground, and trust us, you know, CNN is telling you that. It seems to me I cannot buy the idea that he was suicidal because all of his family and his pregnant wife or pregnant girlfriend says that did not happen, but CNN is not telling you about the pregnant girlfriend. I mean, there's so much to this story we're being lied to about. Let me ask you, do you believe at this point that he drove the plane into the ground as a suicidal intentional action?
No, because it's the same thing they did with the airplane over the Atlantic. Remember the Egypt Air flight?
Right.
The co-pilot supposedly. You know, the same thing there is they blamed him for driving into the sea. That didn't happen. So they're trying to cover up something, and it's probably something to do with the airplane. In this case, it's the Airbus. There might have been something wrong with the Airbus, and it's very easy to blame the pilots because they're not there to defend themselves or what they did.
Well, let me ask you this, because this stuff really twists me around, because I mean, when things don't make sense and I hear something being told to me, you know, like black is white, trust us, you've got to believe us, then, you know, I get really uncomfortable. I was a flight nurse in the Air Force, and I can tell you that in a C-130, there is a crash axe in the front next to the pilot, a red crash axe. There is one in the back on the cabin, and there were two crash axes. In the Airbus, as I understand, there is one crash axe in the cabin. Now, we are told over and over again by Washington Post and the Times of London and all these places that he took an axe to the cockpit door. Now, since when did they start putting axes in the cabin of an aircraft?
I don't know. Not when I was flying them. The axe went in the cockpit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And on the Airbus, it's in the cockpit, too. So, you know, how did this guy go to the... Did he take an axe to the bathroom with him? I mean, see, these stories aren't making sense. Then they come back and have to undo the story. Now they're saying it made a metallic sound. None of these stories are making any sense. What are they trying to get away with? And I don't think they're going to be able to do it this time. I really don't. John.
They're trying to get away with airplanes malfunction. The same thing as Air France Flight 447 over the South Atlantic. That thing that they're trying to say that the pilot didn't know how to fly an airplane out of a stall. It's absolutely ridiculous. I remember, and this is only a couple of years ago, where they're saying it's amazing whether the pilot wasn't trained how to get out of a stall, and so they started extra training for pilots to get out of a stall. It's BS. That's just normal. That's the first thing you learn in airplanes, how to get out of a stall. And on the Air France 447 over the South Atlantic, I saw the first pictures of the bodies coming into South America on the cargo planes, and they were in the crash position, which means they did have foreknowledge of crashing. It wasn't something that was just done immediately. The captain was trying to control the airplane, and it was unsuccessful, but it wasn't his fault.
Are you having the same kind of reaction that I am, that this stuff doesn't make any sense? There's a huge lie at stake here. Either it's for liability, it's for obviously financial reasons that Lufthansa wants to keep the lid, you know, on the payments as much as possible. But when they're telling us all this ridiculous stuff, like he was online searching for information on cockpit doors. Now, you know that a pilot has 100 times more information in his briefcase of all those manuals than Wikipedia is ever going to give him. He does not need to go to Wikipedia to find out about his airplane, does he?
No. No. And like I say, you're saying it's really weird. I know of 1,000 more weird things that are happening in this world that just make that seem like peanuts.
But why are they doing it? Do they think we're that stupid? Now, let me give you another example. They said he had retinal detachment, and so that he was, you know, when he was flying, he was worried he was going to lose his license because of retinal detachment. Well, I know that when we were flying in C-130s, you have to keep the cabin altitude at 4,000 feet, otherwise that retina is going to go ahead and detach. So we would always have to tell the pilot where to keep the cabin altitude. And he's flying around all these flights. You know, at what do they keep a cabin altitude? 8,000 feet? What's the normal for an aircraft?
Yeah, 8,000 feet.
8,000? So, you know, and so that would have detached his retina in the first place. And then they came back with a story, oh, it wasn't retinal detachment. It was a psychosomatic belief that he had retinal detachment. Well, that is, like, even more stupid. What are they doing, John?
Yeah, it's really crazy that they come up with all these excuses. You know, and one of the major problems that they have here is if it was the fault of the airplane, both the company that flies the airplane and the airplane manufacturer could be at fault and subject to millions and millions of dollars of liability. And so the best thing to do is blame it off to the co-pilot.
Exactly. I think they found the weak link, and maybe Mr. Lubitz had some emotional problems in 2001 or whatever it was, or 2007, and maybe he did go to see a doctor or whatever, and they said, whoa, here's our answer. We'll take this thing and drive it into the ground and say he did it, and, you know, that's what they're doing. Because
Exactly. You have it 100% right.
Okay. If you look at that area in the Alps, does that look like, did you see the plane that hit? Did you see the tail after it crumpled into the ground?
No.
Did you see that?
No.
No. Did you see anything, any seats? No. Did you see anything that looked like, you know, there's some pieces there, granted, but does that not look like an explosion versus a crash?
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
It's spread out over miles, and they're calling that a crash site. You know, makes a plane would make more of a divot than on a golf green, don't you think?
Yes, right.
I mean, this is craziness they're trying to feed us. And you've got these stupid people on CNN going, well, yeah, he drove it into the ground because the, you know, cockpit reporter tells us, and, oh, it's just so stupid. Anyway, so he had a pregnant girlfriend. He was getting ready to get married, and they want you to believe he's a gay guy that was miserable and wanted to take his life.
Yeah. No, just I can't believe it.
I can't.
Cannot believe it.
So, you know, to me, it was either an accident, something went wrong with the aircraft, or it was, you know, out of Alviano Air Base in Italy, they were doing a NATO maneuver there with a new whiz-bang laser the United States had. And a lot of people are saying that they accidentally hit the aircraft other than their target.
That's why
the plane went down.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Okay, well, hey, I'm believing that more than I am CNN, because I'm believing that more than he flew it into the ground because he was gay and miserable. I mean, really. So, you know, aircraft have problems. Airlines have problems. And they have to pay out money. But is this all about money, or do you think there's something more nefarious going on here?
Yeah, it's all about money, all about the liability. And as I told you on the crash in Colorado Springs, they had to blame it and the crash in Pittsburgh on the hot amber. And then Airbus has had so many extra accidents that they've had to start blaming it on the pilots. They made the Airbus so that it was foolproof. Or tried to build it so it was actually foolproof. But you know why you can't build an airplane that's foolproof? Because fools are so ingenious.
Well, and of course, now they're taking it out on, well, we should have more, cameras in the cockpit. We should have, you know, all these, you know, poor pilot things that the pilots are going to be controlled now more and more. And granted, maybe they should. You know, they shouldn't be able to take, you know, there's four SSRI drugs or antidepressant drugs that pilots can take here in the United States. Now, to me, when you're taking an antidepressant, it may mean that you maybe are depressed. And maybe that might be enough to put you off DNF or duty not in flying, not including flying. Because maybe they are depressed and maybe they shouldn't be on these drugs in the first place. But I don't know. What is the answer here? What are you seeing this? When people are asking you now, what happened to this crash, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are, is this, did this really happen, or is this just protecting an airplane like they did in 447 over the South Atlantic, where they said the pilot just couldn't control it, and they dreamed up this excuse where the pilot didn't know how to recover from a stall, and it's pure BS. It did not happen. It could not happen. All pilots know how to do that. That's the first thing they learn in an airplane, is how to recover from a stall.
Okay, let me ask you about fly-by-wire. It is now possible to remotely control an aircraft, is it not?
Yes, that's what they did with flight MS-370. It was in Israel after it disappeared from Kuala Lumpur, and fly-by-wire was put in that airplane. And then when the alleged MS-317 was supposed to take off, which it didn't, the 370 was flown from Israel, guided by two jets alongside it. When it got to the path that the MH-17 was supposed to fly, they turned and had it follow until it got to the border of Ukraine. It turned left 20 degrees, and when it got over the Zionist-controlled area of Ukraine, the two jets, instead of controlling it, shot it down. And what they did was get rid of all the bodies that were killed in the hijacking of the 370. And all of that was for the four Chinese aboard that had one-fifth each controlling interest in this tremendously expensive thing that they had, electronic device that they had discovered. And the fifth company that controlled it was I'm trying to think of the name of the group. But anyway, they had to get rid of the four Chinese who were on 370.
Wow. We'll be back after this three-minute break with our guest. Final segment coming up with our guest today. Final segment with John Lear. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Joyce and Josh. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
You know what life is worth. You would look for yours unhurt. And now you see the light. You stand up for your rights. Yeah. Get up, stand up, step, yeah. Stand up for your rights.
Welcome back to the Power Hour Radio Show, ladies and gentlemen. Get up, stand up. I want to hear from the pilots out there. Come on, guys. Quit worrying about your job and tell the truth. None of this story makes any sense. We have pilot John Lear joining us today. Tremendous amount of experience in aircraft. He doesn't buy the story. But how are we going to stop this? We don't want another 9/11. And speaking of 9/11, John, I know you've been quite verbal on that issue also, which I am glad. I'm so happy to hear people say something about that. You know, we've got to revive the issues with 9/11 along with German Wings. That's my thought now. I don't want to let German Wings get buried, and CNN's already dropping the story now that none of it is making any sense to the people.
That I wanted to say before the break here was the Carlyle Group. They're one of the owners that owned one-fifth with four Chinese who each owned one-fifth. So what happened is Carlyle Group had to get rid of, or let's say eliminate, the four Chinese who were on MH370, and that's how they did it.
Well, so we've got, you know, and again I say, we cannot let German Wings go by the wayside, because they are dropping off with the story now, because they have had so many people call in and say, but this doesn't make sense. And so they're just dropping the story now. They're saying, you know, trust us, we told you the truth, now let's move on. But we don't want to miss out, because we look what happened with 9/11 when we let that go too early. We can't stop talking about these things.
I agree with you 100%, and, you know, I wrote the 15-page affidavit to the United States New York District Court in support of Morgan Reynolds' quit-em complaint, which more or less told that everything was total BS, that there were no airplanes, and it had to be reviewed.
Well, there have been so many good people doing so many things. Now, you're a member of 9/11 Pilots for Truth or whatever, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And is that organization, and we had Richard Gage on the other day from Architects and Engineers, because we are keeping this issue out there for the educated people to understand, because, you know, the average person has forgotten almost about what really happened, or didn't ever know what really happened in 9/11. Is 9/11 Pilots for Truth doing anything particular that we could give an update on?
Well, the thing I disagree with them, if I ever resigned, it would be this issue, is the issue of planes. They still think that there was actually planes in the air flying into those buildings. There weren't. They were holograms, and the buildings were destroyed with a satellite from space, which completely disintegrated the program. They were used a method of destroying the entire building, just making it disappear. When they used this method, unfortunately, it couldn't stop its effort, so that when they went in later to build buildings in the exact same spot, the buildings kept disintegrating, so they had to put a reservoir or a reflecting pool right where it is now instead of a building.
Interesting. What happened at the Pentagon then? Because I had people call me and say after the event that there's no plane here, Joyce. There's no plane here.
No, and April Gallup, who sat 40 50 feet from the hole says that there was just an explosion. She was 50 feet from that hole. She grabbed her six-month-old son, who was in his car seat below her desk, and went out that hole. She said she didn't see a plane, hear a plane. There was no helicopter, drone, or anything else. She crawled out that hole, went out to the grass and for triage, and Army Intelligence came by and asked her what she saw. She said, told them the story, and they said, no, you saw an airplane.
Stay right there. We got 1 minute, 10 second break. Stay right there. We'll be right back.